we are coming up, I strongly believe, to a breakpoint, to a radical game changer, where all the stuff we talk about on this show is going to come tumbling out of the closet. Now, I've been reading many discussions by my friends in the UFO community, and there are some really important scholars, like Rick Dolan, you know, and
yep.
Nick Pope, and others that you don't know, like Vince White, who really, you should probably have Vince White on the show at some point. He is a very important researcher in the Midwest, and he writes a hell of a line, and actually he would be a very useful guy to have on as a guest as an overview for culturally and socially and technologically what's going to happen when this breakpoint is reached. But we are running at warp 9 up to this point where it has got to come out of the closet. Because if you read part 3 of this very lengthy research study that I put together on, you know, was the spiral a Nobel message to Obama? And you also note then that the same kind of bizarre, extraordinary demonstration of power occurred over the heart of the former Soviet Union the same night. That says that there's somebody who's not happy with the two big power blocks on this planet. We don't know what the Chinese had going, because they obviously are not revealing what's going on over there. They're a much more closed society than Russia is now. But we're coming up to something. Now, what you need to do when you read the piece is you need to put together the fact that this spiral, George, had multiple redundant 19.5s in its very location. And in order to understand that, you have to actually read the piece, because I can't describe that basically on radio. You got to have the graphics and the pictures.
That number keeps coming up, doesn't
it? Yep. Well, because it's a key tetrahedral physics number. Now, that object, that artificially generated object, which was not just the Russian missile, something destroyed that Russian missile and used it to send this message, details in the piece on enterprisemission.com. The same people who did that seem to have been either warning or alerting or giving a heads up to the idea that 19.5 was going to be important. And what happened a few days later? The Haiti earthquake.
Yep.
At 19.5.
Interesting.
Now, Chavez has somehow got to be in his bonnet that this was not an act of God. This was an artificial technology that was wielded by the United States for some purposes for us to invade Haiti, like we need to invade Haiti. I mean, we got Puerto Rico, which is also at 19.5, okay? But he's missing a larger frame. The earthquake happened on January 12th, which is 12 days after the turn of the new year. The Norway spiral appeared on December 9th, which was 12 days before the 21st, which is the anniversary of 2012, when, if we believe the worst-case scenario, the world ends much like Haiti was destroyed.
Interesting.
You see where I'm going?
Yep.
And if some external force, let's not even give it a persona or a name yet, if some external force is basically trying to wake up the power centers of this planet to do something while there is still time, that is one scenario that one could construct from this set of events.
Or they're saying we can do anything we want.
Or it is a demonstration of sheer raw power, which would be basically putting the two most technologically advanced nations, superpowers remaining on this planet, on notice that the game is now gone to someone else. Which goes back to Wilcox Intel sources, which are saying disclosure will come because it's being forced from an external source. The way you run this game is you put these dots together and you try to project several possible outcomes, not betting everything you got on any one outcome, because you can't do that. This is so much like the 1950s and reading, you know, the tea leaves, trying to figure out what was going on in the Kremlin when we had no spies and no satellites and nothing except, you know, guessing by golly. I really believe, for this and a lot of other reasons that will be in the piece, that you're going to be seeing in this year, 2010, something of a game-changing magnitude that's going to wake up an awful lot of people that the realities that we discuss almost every night on this show are, in fact, the norm. And the CNN world that you see when you're watching the news at night, that is the restricted, constricted, highly programmed by the guys that run this planet version of reality they have allowed you to see and not allowed you to see the larger reality which encompasses that plus all the other stuff we talk about here nightly.